Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
Welcome once again to the Secret Museum of the Air. This is Pat Conti with Citizen Kafka behind the controls, and tonight we are bringing you rare sides from the Mediterranean. Music from Mediterranean Isles as recorded on antique phonograph records. We started with a piece from the island of Crete. Those of you who remember Zorba the Greek, this is the little string band, the type of string band that you see in the film, with the small upright fiddle, the lira, and the lauto. This was an old parlophone recording that we started with by Papadakis, recorded in the 1930s. Cirtos Leventis was the title, and we'll be getting back to Cretia a little later in the program. Now let's shift over to the island of course, Corsica, and this is Madame Nicoli with choir.
Una montagna si sa quant'è la costa, ci vuol carbone e farà per la costa, o ci vuol mezza giornata per averla ben composta. E dunque dite al patrone la rustaglia è di Simone.
E dunque dite al patrone la rustaglia è di Simone.
Vedi un brano e c'è la deviera, va in estate e c'è la di raschera. Si tu n'hai a torstaglia a nessun la poichera, se uenna dan dan piaglia com va senza rustaglia,
se uenna dan dan piaglia com va senza rustaglia. Al cambita d'un lutrello e stato
della costa ci ho il carbone e farà bella posta o ci ho la mezza giornata per quella ben composta dunque de di lo patrono la rustaglia di Simono. E c'è la debiera, veni l'istate e c'è la di raschera, si tunna la torustaglia a nessuno la bocchera, se la veni andà in piaggia come va senza rustaglia. Tinnu prati ti vuggini riveri, hai la rustaglia un tena pur pinzeri, boe vacchi tutti quanti vinarani urinteri, taglia bronde danno a traglia come va senza rustaglia.
Vita non te piegia. That's a song recorded in the field in 1948 in the village of Castagniccia in Corsica, an unusual location recording. The artists on this are three farmers by the name of Pietri, Raffali, and Raffali. O life, do not turn from me. Before that, the chorale course a Pagella, and the soloist was Madame J. Nicoli. This is a Columbia recording from about 1930, and featured two popular chants, back-to-back on the one side, Arustagia and Utreno. Again, that's from Corsica, the late 20s, issued about 1930. That actually was at the top of the set, and we followed it with a very popular Corsican song with a trio of guitarists, the trio Agostini, accompanying the familiar voice of Tino Rossi, who's a very popular singer, I guess into the 40s and even 50s, Arustalia. That was the central piece of music in that set, just a little out of order there. We're going to move in our Mediterranean journey in no particular order or place and time. Our next stop is the island of Cyprus, and an unusual recording that appeared on RCA Victor, and apparently a dubbing from an earlier recording elsewhere, the origins unknown. This is a piece called Akathiotissa, and the artist Theo Kalinikos. From there to the island of Malta, and backtrack a little bit to Sardinia, here on the Secret Museum of the Air.
Gina te imindike tre معرفتش للماريه ديك للقلب تنتيش فيها المسير ما اللي لمهو الفو عمر بسال بستلت قلبو اساملو ومن طولو تفاو فيها أرتوراتني ياتني يا إذاً الرحطي يا هارجيت محا ماريا ملا يعرفتو اللي كان المحبوب تحا أحطلو للمحبوب تياي داك لي أتماكن حدي أي ما قلبي تريد أسام ما نفلحش زيادة بادي أي ماريا سرتي تشيدي فالفلو دا ما يكون آت لا دار بعتيل خليلي لارتورا يماني ساني هو الحاد المصير انتي لفدمو كيف سمادة والكلمين ترينجي لالحاب المنقع روح دارت
Abizu meu cabelinho vem, abizu meu cabelinho vem, aquela é a reza terra capura, mamá minha zumor em cobertura, mamá minha zumor em subendé, abizu meu cabelinho vem. Avviso meu cabelinho zé, aquele é a reza pera capura. Asso tu zé, tu zona, avviso campamento, zona, mi la porta fort, ti zin ti intende d'incort, in corte de ottieri, nemmè la mia viveri, nemmè la mia viveri. In su goro riservata, sovente in su giardino, una rosa di ricca. Din 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 din.
The village of Logudorno in 1943. The recording made by La Voce del Padrone in Italy And the singer was Gavino de Lunas, who must be the Texas Alexander or Wilmer Watts of Sarda. He was a great singer and often brought to the studio to the delight of many of the great accompanists of the time, including great harp guitarists, and in this case, the launedes, the old triple pipes, as played by the master Efisio Melis. So we heard the Balu Cantado de Logudorno, the dance song sung with that particular brand of Sardinian lilting. Before that, we heard a song from the island of Malta with the guitar. Again, in this case, it sounds like a harp guitar. We heard part two of Le Historia de Arturo y María, and the singer and most likely the guitarist, Emmanuel Celia, again on the HMV label, as marketed throughout the Mediterranean and in Italy. We started with an unusual record by Kalinikos, which featured the lauto and clarino, so we obviously had some Greek sidemen accompanying on this unusual Cypriot record. If you've just joined us, this is the Secret Museum of the Air. We're in the midst of tracking the Mediterranean through old phonograph records, and we are moving now to the Balearic Islands, and again, as we said, in no particular order, with no particular place to go. This is a set of boleros from Aires de Montaña de Selva, recorded in Palma.
Thank you.
a beautiful and yet big sound of string music and choral music from the Mallorcas. We heard there the Agrupación Folclórica Aires Mallorquins des Pont d'Inca de Jaime Company on the beautiful Alhambra label. The piece was Matesia de la Pallesia. And that's about from the 1940s. Shortly before that, recorded for La Voz de Su Amo, we heard some Boleras Mallorquinas by the Agrupación Folclórica de Valdemosa. And that, I would say, about the late 30s. And slightly after that, also on the same label, was another Balearic group, the Aires de Montaña de Selva. And that was the Bolero Tony Moreno and the Bolero Orden Buara de Selva. Big, big string bands, one with the fiddles and triangle, the other mandolines and castañuelas, the Mallorcas. We move now to another light sound of a string band, as opposed to that big and full string band sound, to the Aegean Islands, and familiar names, the Hatzidakis, but unforgettable music. We'll hear vocals by Anna and Amalia Hatzidaki on these old sea songs, actually. This one, Karavi Kindnievi Esirto, The Vessel in Distress.
Thank you. βασιλέψεις, μαύρα μάτια να γνάντεψεις. Να βγεις να βασιλέψεις, μαύρα μάτια να γνάντεψεις.
Καλαμάτια νικηρά μου, να μου δείξεις τη φωτιά μου, να μου δείξεις τη φωτιά μου, καλαμάτια νικηρά μου.
Anna and Amalia Hatzidaki. That was Kalamatiani, the girl from Kalamata, a 1940s recording from Victor, recorded in Athens with Laiki Orchestra. Some more Aegean Island songs. Before that, we heard Ilieia Tia Arises Navis, as best I can do. Sun, Why Rise Late? Again, Anna and Amalia. Later recordings on Columbia. And we started the set with Karavi Kindinievi, a sirto, and an unusual mixture of a very light and bouncy fiddle style with the cymbalum, the cymbal, which is normally, at least in my mind, associated with a much heavier kind of tune. But wonderful in duets, they're a great combination. We're listening next to some recordings from Sicilian orchestras, that little island in the Mediterranean. Actually, this is Sicily in New York, as so much of the recorded output of Sicilian music takes place right here in the United States. And we'll hear from an obscure group who recorded for Columbia in the 1920s, the Sesteto Marcellesi. Viva la Sicilia!
Thank you.
Well, there they are, the four clowns. How could you not love them? I quattro buffoni, with the little whistle there, the fischietto. That's recorded about 1920 in New York. The Four Fools, who are later known as the Caldiero Trio on Victor, by the way, for you discographers out there. The tune Mussolini in Palermo. And before that, a record by a group that has graced many a nightmare of mine on the soundtrack, the Sesteto Marsellesi, and we heard Viva la Sicilia, which featured a xylophone there, replacing the cymbalum, which we heard in the last set, and a little New World jazzy phrasing there at the end as the sextet cuts out. For our last set tonight, the music of the Isle of Crete, as we teased you with on our first cut this evening. This one, an unusual extended performance on a 12-inch recording from Athens on the Victor label, Yorbakis and Kontaris on the lira and cymbalum, and the magnificent Susta Rhythmeniotiki. Masterpiece of ethnic recording, Susta Rhythmeniotiki. That was a rare dub from a 1930s recording that appeared on a 1940s 12-inch record on the Victor label. And that about brings us to a close of our Mediterranean journey this evening. If you like these types of voyages, you may join us each and every week here on the Secret Museum of the Air. Before I say goodnight, we have one more from Kritia. This one, Pizitiko Tragudi, and it's performed by Bernidakis in Pazanevas on the Columbia label from about 1935. And with that, we'll leave you. Until next time, for Citizen Kafka, this is Pat Conti. Good night.
Θα σας διηγούμε για ένα νιό, για ένα νιό που τον είδα εγώ. Για ένα νιό, για ένα νιό που τον είδα εγώ. Για ένα νιό, για ένα νιό που τον είδα εγώ. Έτσι κάτσι καμπούσκε, τσι καμπούσκε κυνήγα, ο νιός κυνήγα, κυνήγα ο νιός, κυνήγα ο νιός και λαγώνευε. Κυνήγα ο νιός, κυνήγα ο νιός και λαγώνευε. Πάνω σε άγρια βουνά, πάνω σε άγρια βουνά, φωτιά θα πάω να ανάψω.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.